Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Nerds with Friends. My name is Cody Leach, and as always, I am joined by Christian Garcia.
What up, my nerds?
What up, everybody? And we have live via Skype right now, we have Mr. Paul Scanlon, the CEO and co-founder of Legion M. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, guys. Happy to be here. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
First of all, I'd like to just thank Legion M in general. You guys have been, like, super awesome. You know, giving us a little access and interviewing some of the folks that work for you. We have Jeff Anderson. We talked to Silicon Valley Comic Con. David Baxter, Luke Gygax. We had
Gary.
Gygax. Is the
Gary would have been amazing.
Yeah, if you could get us Gary.
I'm working on that. We're still working. There's technology, I hear.
Yeah, exactly. But thank you guys for being so cool and always coming back to Nerds with Friends and letting us talk to you and find out the new stuff that's going on with the company.
Awesome.
All right. Well,
thank you. Thank you for all your support.
No problem. Yeah. I think Christian and I were fairly early adopters, investors in the company.
I usually have every round. I'll do a little more.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, man. You guys are the best. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's, you know, for...
Well, we couldn't do it without you know, people like you guys and the community. I mean, we say that a lot, and we genuinely mean it. I mean, it would just be Jeff and I kind of waving our hands around if we didn't have this awesome community, you know, backing us up and giving us, you know, the superpower to kind of do what we aim to accomplish in Hollywood here.
Yeah, I also do a lot of the Film Scout stuff too. I usually do the voting. It's awesome. It makes you really feel like you're participating in it.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, I mean, we've talked about it multiple times on the show before, but Legion M is like a fan owned entertainment company. Is that how you kind of describe it, Paul?
Yeah, that's exactly what we are. I mean, we're a brand new entertainment company, and what distinguishes us from all the other companies out there is that we're owned from day one and from the ground up by entertainment fans, you know, people like all of us and like you guys. And, you know, we really believe that that is a powerful differentiator in a, you know, entertainment category that's, you know, for the most part, the major players are all owned by Wall Street or some corporate conglomerate. And, you know, there's nothing necessarily bad about that, but we just feel like there's, you know, there's a better way to do it. And, you know, this is what we're aiming to do and what we've been doing so far.
No, and it works. I mean, look at Sonic. When they listen to the fans of the redesign.
Oh, yeah.
We watched it. I enjoyed it, you know, but I could tell you right now, if it was the other character that they had done, I probably wouldn't have liked it as much, but... It works when you listen to the fans, you know, it really works.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. Well,
yeah, totally agree. Well, fans, you know, fans matter. And, you know, I mean, it's like one of these things that Jeff and I kind of find it like almost laughable how much distance there is, you know, historically between entertainment and the fans that, you know, make it a success or failure. And, you know, we're here to bridge that gap. And, you know, we call it opening the gates to Hollywood, but it's really about, you know, getting us together, backing projects that we believe in, you know, having that, being able to glean and harness insights from our community. I mean, we are so much smarter at what we do with our community guiding us than we would be if we were just out there, you know, picking things and hoping for the best.
Absolutely. It makes total sense to us, at least.
Yeah, I mean, who's parting the dollars? The fans, you know, and if you listen to them, yeah, it makes total sense.
Absolutely. Well, we like to, as a couple of fans, we do like to start the show with something we call Nerdy Confessions, where we confess something that makes us nerds. And Christian and I will each go first. Christian mentioned something earlier. We went and saw Sonic the Hedgehog, the new movie, where they did the redesign. We felt like we owed it to...
I know.
You know,
I was definitely one of those guys like, you know, I don't like that, and definitely tweeted about
it. Yeah, you know, after all the hubbub about redesigning the CG character, I felt like we owed it a shot on opening weekend, so we went and checked that out, and I actually really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too.
It totally brought back that nostalgia feeling, you know, playing Sonic back when I was a little kid.
Yeah, it was juvenile. It was definitely meant for kids, but I still, as an adult, I still was entertained.
Absolutely. Christian, how about you? What's your nerdy confession this week?
So, my nerdy confession, I normally don't on Twitter respond to people. Will normally send this message like, hey, check this out. And I normally don't, but I did.
Ooh, there's a confession right there.
Well, it's, anyway, I'm not going to go into details, but I will go into details on one that I did like. So this is by the Animus Workshop. They do YouTube videos and they have a 6-episode series called Lukulele. And okay. It's silly. It's about a guy who does ukulele tutorials on YouTube, but he ends up getting superpowers.
Oh.
It's fun. Okay. It's done really well, and it was done like just a couple of guys. I'm actually surprised at how well it looks by not being done professionally or not raising any money. This is just something they did. And dude, I applaud stuff like that. You know, that you can tell they were very passionate, and they did a great job. So shout out to them. I really enjoyed it. And I apologize. Maybe I'll check out more of these solicitations that we get on social media. But it was fun. I really, really enjoyed it.
There you go, Paul. That's the next movie idea, Lukulele.
Yeah, there you go. The Lukulele. That sounds like a good one.
How about you, Paul? What's something that makes you a nerd?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I've got so many different confessions to make. I'm trying to, you know, think which one would be compelling to share. I would make one, you know, confession. I don't know if this makes me a nerd or a film nerd or, you know, I studied film in college and got like really obsessed with, a guy named Louis Buñuel, who is kind of considered one of the godfathers of surreal cinema.
Okay.
And, anyway, I'm a big fan of, some of his old movies and, you know, I've been known to, you know, pull those out and I don't know, there's something like really, I mean, today, you know, you watch them and they don't really kind of stand up to like a lot of, you know, the modern kind of media, but there's something really authentic and bizarre. I'm kind of like where I go nerdy is I love really bizarre stuff. I love stuff that makes me think and, you know, kind of just is, you know, maybe even sometimes like upsetting or shocking.
Gotcha.
Oh my God. I just Google searched and I've seen a clip of one movie where they slice an eyeball and I haven't seen that movie, but I have seen the little clip of it. And that's really creepy for being a black and white picture. It looks really real.
Oh man. It's probably because they just sliced their eyeball.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of rules back then.
They actually did. I think they used I think it was like a cow's eyeball or something. I remember like reading about it.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, we'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check it
out. Yeah. That sounds right up your alley, Christian. So you got, you know, Legion M has done plenty of movies. We've pretty much, I think we've reviewed almost every one.
Almost.
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 I think we did Mandy, Colossal, Memory, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back or Reboot, that one you guys like helped distribute, right? Or did you help?
No, we're an equity investor in that film.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
No, we invested when it was just a script, and you know, getting to the kind of like what we were talking about earlier. I mean, I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan, and when he did Clerks, it was.
Oh, yeah.
Right about when I was graduating from film school, and I was just so blown away and impressed by and to be honest, like I credit him in a large way for sort of inspiring, you know, in me and a lot of other people, the idea that like, oh, you don't need to be in the Hollywood kind of inside to do these things and to create something that can be transcend kind of, you know, where you are. And so we asked our community, our Legion M community, as you guys know, we have our Impulse surveys that go out.
Yep.
One of the questions a few years ago was, you know, if we could work with any director in Hollywood, you know, who would you guys want us to work with? And, you know, Kevin Smith's name came back, you know, very high on that list. It's like one of the top three names and, you know, along with, you know, Guillermo del Toro and J.J. Abrams, another, you know, obvious one. But it was interesting because we were, you know, we had already kind of done a little bit with Kevin and we had gotten to know him. And, you know, of course, we're big fans, but we also just like his style and the way he does things. And he's kind of like he's a nerd himself. He's a fan. You know, he's just got this cool way of being in the industry, but not losing his kind of fandom. And it was really serendipitous because, you know, we were getting these Impulse results back and we told Kevin, we just told him, we said, you know, by the way, when we asked our community, you know, who they want to work with, you're on that list. And he was really flattered and, you know, kind about it. And of course, you know, very humble.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean,
and we started talking about doing the Jay and Silent Bob reboot. Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. I'm a big Kevin Smith fan too. Chasing Amy is one of my like all time favorite movies. I think
it's so good.
It's
way ahead of its time too.
And I will say we won't spoil the movie for those of you who haven't seen Jay and Silent Bob reboot yet, but there is a perfect ending to that story arc kind of referenced in that movie. And that was by far my favorite part of that movie.
Yeah. He brought in some good stuff into the universe.
Exactly. All right. Well, part of the reason we were having you on is we heard recently that you guys are teaming up with Endeavor Content. Is that that's the right company, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Endeavor Content. It's part of William Morris Endeavor. So this is the group that, you know, works on helping get projects into the ecosystem. And we're really excited about this relationship because, and you know, they have a very good track record. And it's kind of like I think it opens up the next phase for Legion M, you know, having, you know, first of all, like they don't work with just anybody. So you have to be kind of a proven entity and you have to have, you know, projects that they think are worth their time and energy because they're going to be investing their resources and putting those projects in front of the talent that they represent, which if you think about it, William Morris Endeavor is, you know, they represent a lot. They have access to everybody. So yeah, we're really excited to be kind of locking arms with them. And we feel like it's going to be kind of opening up the skies for our projects and our whole development slate, frankly.
So I know you probably can't tell us which projects they were excited about, but hopefully, you know, later on when you can, maybe we can have you or someone else on again to possibly talk about these projects. I know, I'm pretty sure you can't tell us right now.
Yeah, I mean, we even have a few projects in there that we haven't announced yet. You know, one of the things, and I was just talking with the team about this, and I want to get to a point where, you know, we can share even more about kind of like what we're doing and, you know, every step we take and how it all works. Because I think, you know, like the analogy I use is, you know, when you go to Vegas and you're sitting at a roulette table or a blackjack table or something and you're playing and you're just playing by yourself, it's, you know, that can maybe be a fun experience. But when you're playing as a group and you're making these bets and, you know, waiting to hear back, and I feel like there's this opportunity for us to bring our whole community in to the fold with us where, you know, like just this week we have, you know, we haven't shared this because it's confidential information, but I mean, honestly, we could share it in an obfuscated way where, you know, we have a very big project that we're developing that is going out to some of the top creative producers in Hollywood, and they're reading our script right now. And
he's about to give us the title.
No, I wish I could. I'm not going to, but that's my point. I wish, like, I think we need to get to a point where I can, you know, where it's like, oh yeah, you know, we all know what it is, and we're really close to doing that. By the way, this is going to happen this year,
nice.
And we're gonna, you know, like we want to start. Like, you guys get all our updates, so you know how communicative we are and that we try to keep our community, you know, up to speed on everything that's going on and all the different projects. But in addition to the stuff that we're sharing on a regular basis, there's even more stuff that we're not sharing. And part of that is, you know, we don't want people getting too excited. You know, the way all this stuff works is you don't always, like, the odds are kind of low on a lot of things. You know, you put a lot of irons in the fire, you develop a lot of projects. You don't expect, you know, if you have 25 projects in your plate that you're developing, you might only expect like two of them to hit. So if we want to condition people so that they understand that, look, if we tell you about a project, it doesn't mean it's 100%,
sure,
you know, going into production. But I think there's a really fun experience for all of us to like understand what all these projects are and where they are in development. And then when they do go out, we have this collective, like, whoa, okay. You know, we put our bet down on Red 23 and, you know, the thing is turning and we're waiting to hear back. And, you know, when we hear back, we might be hearing something that's like really positive news for all of us. And, anyway, that's a big part of kind of something that we want to work on this year and continue to get. But I can tell you, you know, off the, I mean, Endeavor Content loves Emperor's Blade. So we've talked about that. They love that project. And I think, to be honest, like, Emperor's Blades is a very ambitious undertaking for Legion M, and, you know, something that, you know, if you say our odds of kind of doing it by ourselves are maybe 10 to 1, doing it with Endeavor Content makes it maybe like 4 to 1. You know, it has that big an impact.
God, that makes me wonder, like, the 23 other things, you know, and with, like, examples of 25 and two get through. That so makes me wonder what the other 23 things are that didn't make it through.
Yeah. One thing that I've all, you know, I learned from a very young age, because, you know, I'm a huge, like, I think we're both pretty big readers. And we're definitely self-professed Stephen King fans. And every time someone, you know, he would sell a script for one of his books, you're like, oh snap, we're going to get this movie. We're going to get this movie. But then, you know, it's like we said, you know, one out of every 10, 15, 20 of those actually get made. So, but it's cool to even know that someone's out there thinking about it. You know, I think that's why your guys' communication is so cool. You know, we get to peel back the curtain a little bit behind the process.
Yeah, I agree. And that's my point. Like, you know, we want to keep peeling it back even further. I mean, there's so much fun to be had with it. And there's so much, you know, value that frankly, you know, our community can add in this whole process. And, you know, it's kind of step by step for us. Like, there's a lot of things in Hollywood that, you know, frankly, like, you know, our old school precedents and like how things work. And, you know, we get it. Like, we're kind of a newcomer and we're sort of doing things differently. But, you know, that's just that's what we're here to do. We're here to change how things work.
Yeah, I mean, hey. Works for me. I mean, it's been working so far. I've been loving all the choices.
So when it comes to Endeavor, what exactly are they going to be doing for Legion M? Do they help with things like casting or just contacting other producers? How exactly is that relationship going to work?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So a big part of it is that they will be, like, you know, helping us sort of develop the project even a little further than like maybe what we've already done. So that could be, you know, like we've got a project, like, let's take Girl With No Name, because that's another project that you're aware of.
You jumped into they it. I was really, ask about that.
Yeah. They really like that project. They agree that it's a great, worthwhile, worthy project, worthy of their time and energy. And so collectively we are, you know, their guidance is, you know, before we go out, we need to do X, Y, and Z. And X, Y, and Z could be, you know, we need to attach the lead. And so in the past, like, you know, Legion M, we were already kind of working on casting and stuff with the director and the other producers. But having Endeavor involved, you know, it just expedites everything. So now we've got, you know, some of the top talent actually reading that script and assessing it. We're going out, we've created our priority list. Our community, by the way, was helpful in kind of guiding that, because we did some online development meetings where they were able to, you know, give their input on who they think should be cast as the girl, and, you know, other, that's the main, like, position, or the main lead that we want to, and once we have that, then they have, you know, suggestions on where they think we should go with it. And so it's I think it's a great opportunity where, you know, they can help increase the odds of us getting that project produced.
Awesome. Yeah, it sounds like they're going to be, you know, super helpful and kind of, you know, maybe making some connections and, you know, consulting with you guys and giving some solid advice, because they've been around for a while. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at William Morris, I mean, they're just one of the biggest, you know, companies out there. But their track record, especially with Endeavor Content, this is like a new group within William Morris. And that group is, you know, really strong in getting project financed, getting them packaged and financed. And that's really kind of a big part of what we're looking to them to help us do.
So I wanted to ask, what, if anything, can you tell about Arch Enemy? That's actually what I'm really excited about with Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, I'm also really excited about that project. I mean, I can tell you that, you know, the dailies that came in, everyone's really excited about it. Adam is working on his director's cut right now, so we're kind of hands off and letting him and his editor do their thing. And then we'll be kind of, you know, checking it out, you know, once he's got that director's cut ready. But we're already talking to the distributor, or to, you know, some distributors about, you know, what we would do and, you know, how to get, like what the release would look like and when it would happen and things like that. No details that I can share yet. Okay. But there's action on it. The film is also, as it goes into post-production, they're also working on the animation and special effects right now. And I've been kind of hounding the team to try to get some little samples of some things that we can share, especially on the animation, or even we're not in a position where we can announce the animator who we're working with yet, but I'm pretty excited to share that, because they do some really, really badass stuff. So as soon as we're able to, you know, green light that and get that word out, we're also going to be making a schedule for, like, what Comic-Cons we'll be at with Arch Enemy, and getting, you know, Joe's calendar lined up so we can bring him around, and we'll almost for sure be doing some stuff at San Diego Comic-Con as well. But there's going to be more that we just need to make sure that we're all aligned on the calendar and the schedule, and that, you know, everyone can participate the way they need to.
Well, we're definitely going to be at Comic-Con, you know, so if you want to line us up with Joe, you know, we're not going to be mad. I think we can fit him in our schedule. I think we can find some space.
We'll just hang out like three dudes, like shirts off.
Yeah, just
enjoying each other's strength. Let's do it. You know, by the way, Joe is a huge nerd.
Oh, yeah. We know.
Yeah, I mean, he's hardcore, and he's, you know, he's also just a super nice guy. And he's a huge fan of Mandy's. Mandy's like one of his all-time favorite movies.
I loved his Halloween costume where he was dressed up as a...
Oh, yeah.
And he had the axe.
Okay, so you guys know, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we gave him one of those axes. He was so awesome. Supportive of, you know, Legion M and Mandy and that whole thing when it was happening. And to be honest, that was kind of the segue into kind of doing Arch Enemy together. We got to know him mostly just because he was such a big fan of Mandy, and we love that. And, you know, he came out to some of the screenings, he was at the premiere, and it was really fun.
Our dream is to one day sit at his D&D table and play a game session with him, because he's a huge Dungeons and Dragons fan. So,
we'd like to do some kind of, some kind of like celebrity D&D kind of experience, working with him in his D&D kind of setup that he's got at home there. And that's in discussion. I mean, it's not something that we're like, we've announced, but it is something that we'd love to do something like that. Okay. And I think he's game too.
You got two players right here. You know, if you need someone to fill in some spots.
Man, I'll serve drinks at that thing. I don't care.
me too.
But, I mean, it's definitely, now's the time for anything, any project like that. I mean, tabletop gaming is in such a renaissance right now. It's really amazing. Last question for you, because I know you got to get out of here pretty quick. But of the projects that Legion M has worked on and released so far, is there one that really stands out for you as a favorite, or one that really meant the most to you or the company?
It's hard because it's like they're like your children. I love all of our projects. I'm really proud of what we've done so far, and I'm even more excited about what we've got like in front of us, what's coming. I can't wait to see what Adam does with Arch Enemy. I just think that project has a ton of potential. The project that we've done that I think is probably, really something that I think about a lot. And I listen to the soundtrack, the score, religiously, is Mandy. Yeah. I'm so mesmerized by that movie. And Thanos's sort of vision. That's, by the way, another thing that, I think Thanos is a visionary filmmaker, and, we believe that, and we believe that's true. And we're that's another thing that we'd like to do something else with him and find him, that next project that kind of take him to the next level. I mean, I was just telling someone earlier today, that had just watched Mandy last night. It's this artist that is doing something for me personally. And we're talking about Mandy, and I told him, I said, Mandy is like Panos Cosmatos, like Stanley Kubrick, when he did Clockwork Orange. And Panos has Panos has a bright, career in front of him, where he can take that kind of visionary style that he's got and that sensuous, attention to detail and artistic vision and do some really kick-ass new movies that, so we have some stuff cooking there too, but. And I feel like I'm just teasing you guys with all this stuff. But,
we love it.
That's okay.
The movie Blue Balls. We're all about it.
It's so much more fun when something comes out that we're like, oh, crap, that's what they were talking about that whole time.
Now, if I may suggest, a Panos movie, you can do the Cheddar Goblin, maybe expand on the Cheddar Goblin.
Oh, yeah.
Get a little backstory.
Funny, people have been asking for that. Yeah. No, I agree.
Just the animated feature, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
So if people wanted to find out more about Legion M and how can they get involved, what's the best way for them to reach out and get involved in the process?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they can check out our website. Is, as you guys know, pretty stocked with information. I mean, it's legionm.com, LEGIONM.com. And, on the Legion M website, we've got a lot of information. I mean, you can look up and, learn more about our background. You can learn more about our slate. And on that homepage, you can also, if you scroll down, we keep almost like a running diary of everything we're working on. and it's just a good place to go and get the latest updates and, you know, what did we do at Sundance this year and what's happening, you know, next. And we keep that pretty current. And then the other thing that I would say is if you want to learn, like we always tell people, you know, Legion M, obviously it is an opportunity for people to invest and you can own shares. And we'd love for anyone to do that. But we also recommend, you know, to people that want to get to know it, to just join for free and kind of get to know what we're all about. And if you like it, then, you know, you can make that investment. The investments are all managed and transacted on a funding portal, an SEC regulated funding portal called WeFunder. So if you want to look at that information, it's WeFunder.com /LegionM, but you can also get there from our webpage as well. And the last thing that I would say, and you guys know that we always warn everyone, like, this, you know, Legion M isn't a place for your life savings. You know, it's a startup investment. You know, we're very excited and bullish about the potential and what we've got in front of us. And, you know, we believe that we can create something really valuable, but startup investing is different from like putting your money in the stock market or in, you know, bonds or, you know, your IRA or something like that. Startups are, you know, risky, and inherently the odds are stacked against us. But one thing I do, as an entrepreneur, I always measure kind of like, you know, how bullish am I on, you know, the company. And what I teach a class on entrepreneurship at Northwestern Kellogg. And what I tell my students is, you know, that want to start a company someday, I explain to them that, you know, in order to like start a company, you have to be really bullish. I mean, you have to like really believe in what you're going to do. And you usually are, you know, like that day that may be the day that you're the most bullish you'll ever be about your company. Because once you start it, oftentimes, you know, you hit reality and you're still bullish, but you realize that it, you know, most things are harder than we expect them to be. And, you know, with Legion M, like I would say, you know, I kind of expected like, you know, things would be hard, et cetera. But what I can safely say is I'm actually more bullish now than I've ever been about the company. I just feel like we've tapped into something really special. And, you know, we are like our whole team is so energized by what we have in front of us and the mountain that we are setting out to climb, that it's going to be hard for anyone to stop us from doing it.
Well, you know, you got two believers right here. We're definitely, you know, we love the company and we love what you guys have been doing. So one more time, we do really appreciate you taking the time to come talk to us.
We know you're very, very busy.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And thank you guys for all your support and everything you're doing for the company. We love it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again. We'll let you go. You know, you can find, again, legionm.com is the best place to find them. You can also find us at nerdswithfriendspodcast.com. Send us a message, drop a nerdy confession in our contact box. Thank you, Christian, as always, for providing a little counterbalance to me. And to all the nerds out there, remember, you're not alone. You're with friends. This is Nerds with Friends. Thank you and good night.